Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Each and every Friday, we check into New York to recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell joins me now. Andrew, big cover story this week for Life and Style. The reveal of the baby that Bill and Juliana Rancic had. It is a little cutie, huh?
Yeah, Duke. He is just a miracle baby to them because, we know that she struggled to have a baby and she had a surrogate and they welcomed him very recently. So they're very happy about that.
Absolutely. And I would imagine you have like a full... obviously the cover photo, but there's a full spread in the magazine of them with the child.
Absolutely, yeah, and the beautiful cute baby pictures and the little clothes that he's wearing, and it's just, you know, really happy story about the family, so really happy for them.
Absolutely, your heart goes out to both of them, especially Juliana with everything that she's been through health-wise. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell on the Ralphie Radio Show. Lady Gaga and Rihanna, I'm not a big fan of tattoos on women. I don't find them so cute, but they both recently got tatted. We'll start with Gaga first. What did she get on her body?
She got an angel on the back of her head, and she did it in a very unique way. It was her perfume launch at the Guggenheim Museum here in New York. Mm-hmm. She pretended to sleep in an egg-shaped perfume bottle and got tatted right there at the perfume launch. Very theatrical, true Gaga style.
She's getting her money's worth out of that egg, I guess, I suppose, huh? So Gaga got the angel tattooed on the back of her head. What did Rihanna get tattooed?
Rihanna got tattooed right underneath her chest, and it was the Egyptian goddess Isis, and it was in tribute to her grandmother who passed away recently.
I mean, obviously the sentiment's there, and so that's nice, but you wonder if she'll regret that when she's that old, you know?
Interesting placement. I mean, we all go south when we age, so it's going to be an interesting transition to old age with that tattoo.
Hopefully she'll have some good docs. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, a big week for television as The Voice and The X Factor. It went head-to-head on Wednesday, both kicking off new seasons this past week. All the chatter around the X Factor, around Britney Spears and what she's doing, or maybe, Andrew, what she's not doing, huh?
I think people went in with very low expectations of Britney, just given her past. And it's not that she's disappointing, it's just she's not bringing it. You know, we saw that bizarre performance of Circus from that guy who was on the show, and, you know, performing her song, she looked like she was absolutely terrified. I can't say I wouldn't be, but I feel like I would be a little bit more vocal. I think fans want to just see a little bit more from her.
And she's always been so closed off, and I think that's why people are intrigued by this, is because now we're going to maybe get to see Britney reveal herself, humanize herself a little more. So far, she hasn't. Maybe that will change once the live portion, though, of The X Factor begins. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.